Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McHusick, and it's time for this week's Friday Morning GM. Doing the show solo tonight. Voss, of course, has Christmas duties with his family, so I'll just be here alone, and we'll have an abbreviated episode here. As we usually do, setting up the playoff scenarios here, there's only one path remaining for the Ravens. They need to win in Green Bay, have the Steelers lose to the Browns on Sunday, and then win their finale against the Steelers. So they need to go 3-for-3. In those games, it's very simple. According to the money lines, there's about a 13% chance they can get by Sunday with still having a playoff chance, about a 40% chance, a little lower, that they win their own game in Green Bay, and about a 33% chance, about a 34% perhaps, that the Browns beat the Steelers on Sunday. So not a great spot to be, obviously. Not a 0% chance either. And I think as Ravens fans, what I'm hoping for is just we have some football that's meaningful to watch on Sunday. And we can root for Shedeur Sanders. We can root for the Myles Garrett to put the sack record somewhere where it cannot be touched for 50 years or more in terms of a distance from previous highs. He's now tied, I believe, or within half a sack of the record. All right, two players are in the 21-day practice window right now. Taven Bryan came back in this week. He's already been ruled out for the game. Jay Higgins has been in there for a week already, and he's listed as questionable for the game. So it's unlikely probably that he would play, in my opinion, but they have several options at linebacker, which we'll talk about. Those include Higgins, of course, Carl Jones, who was active last week and is on the 53-man roster, also is a candidate to be cut. If Higgins returns from the roster, I think he'd be the odd man out. Another possibility is William Kwenku could be raised from the practice squad, and that would allow them to avoid what might be a fairly tough cut otherwise for a different return or a different elevation, I should say. We'll talk about a little later. But there is a potential cut coming. On the offensive line, all players were full on Thursday, should start Saturday versus the Packers, including Voorhees, back from that foot injury he suffered in the game last week. The injury report, Lamar Jackson, the only name that's on it on Friday for a less than full practice among those who are not on the 21, are on the active 53. He didn't practice all week after taking a knee to the back. He's listed as doubtful for Saturday. Probably will not play. Doubtful says 75% chance of not playing, but the Ravens haven't had a doubtful play in many years. So I think it's very unlikely that he'd be playing in this one. All others currently on the 53 have no game status, as I mentioned. Most notably among those, Chidobe Awuzie and Keaton Mitchell were both full on Thursday, have no game status. So that's good to know. Awuzie coming off an injury which had him miss last week. So one of the questions is, how will the Ravens set up the DL this week? And there are some implications for further down the roster. Okoye was not hurt last week, so he may be back into the starting four. We could all see Tupou again, but there's a catch. Tupou has used up all three of his practice squad elevations, so to bring him up, the Ravens would need to activate him to the 53 on Saturday, which is a possibility. I believe they can do it On Friday, I believe they'd have to do it 24 hours before the game, if I recall correctly. There may be a special condition for a Saturday game that they can do it early on Saturday. But in any case, he would have to be activated to the 53 prior to the game. And that would mean they'd have to have a cut. And the Ravens have a couple of possibilities of getting a cut. Possibility number one would be to cut Carl Jones, who's on the 53 playing special teams. They would give up on him, and then they would elevate William Kwenku to the spot from the practice squad. They might even re-sign Carl Jones after clearing waivers. I don't think it would be that would be in time for the game, though. So I think they'd have to activate Kwenku to play special teams if they went that route. Possibility number two, and I think it's a pretty distinct possibility at this point, is that David Ajabo is cut on Saturday. He's got two games left as a Raven. He has no value in terms of his compensatory value, so we're not talking about that. It's just a matter of, do the Ravens really need him? Last week, he was at...
Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends, discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code Ravens at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Active at outside linebacker, was put up as a special teams captain. He actually went to the center of the field to perform the coin toss with two others. And he made a tackle on special teams, but didn't play a single snap on defense with five outside linebackers activated. That even puts a cherry on top of this situation for me. It looks to me like the decision was already made a week ago that with Tupou being activated last week, that if they needed to activate him again, they were going to have to cut Ajabo, and they knew it. And so they wanted to let him play one more game as a Raven, and he did. I believe he will be cut on Saturday before the game. So we'll see, or Friday, sorry, I should say before the game. So we'll see, but that would be my take on the situation. If they don't activate Tupou, then they probably will only go with four defensive linemen. I don't believe Peebles is going to be active. So Tupou is active, then they also will have Okoye, and they could have four nose tackles, or they could just go with four defensive linemen and sit Okoye another game. But they seem to have decided that Tupou is playing at a higher level, probably from practice, than Okoye is. And I think they've made the decision, since they've made the decision, I think that they will either go with four or go with five, but with Okoye active. And if that if Tupou is active under either of those two conditions, then that, I believe, is going to mean the end of Ajabo in Baltimore. So we'll see. In the inactives list, Lamar Jackson is the most likely and first inactive on the list, I believe. Joe Noteboom will be inactive with Carson Vinson active ahead of him. Wallace or Walker, one of those two will be inactive. They've been switching off by week. the last few. They seem to like what Walker is doing on special teams. They certainly like Walker offensively more. I believe Peebles will be inactive again. We'll see where they're trying to go with Peebles. I mean, they haven't cut him yet, so they obviously believe there's some future value to him. I assume that means that, you know, they're trying to improve his strength, maybe improve his body a little bit in terms of what he can do this, you know, for this season and leading into next. And so we'll see where that leads. Ajabo, again, as I mentioned, I believe will be cut tomorrow. They do have one alternative to that. They can cut Carl Jones and activate William Kwenku from the practice squad. In some ways, that's an easier way to go. I just don't believe that that's the way they're going to do it. I think it makes more sense. And based on the tea leaves that I'm seeing so far, I believe David Ajabo will be cut. Keon Martin is one other potential inactive. That would still leave them one short if Tupo is activated. So 53 minus 5 would get them to 48, or if they go to 54, they have to have six. And if they go to 55, which includes, say, Kwenku and Tupo both being on the roster, then Keon Martin might have to sit as well. So I'm not sure exactly how that last spot will work out, but that would be my guess as to the inactives. All the inactives are going to be healthy scratches with the exception of Jackson. So that is it for what I'm expecting for Saturday. Hopefully this is a better game than we have seen the last three of the last 4 weeks anyway. And the Ravens are competitive. We have some mailbag questions. I know they're there, and I also know that you guys probably want to hear Voss and I debate them. So I'm going to hold them back, and could have had them on offense or defensive shows if you prefer. But I'm not just going to give my opinion on. Part of the fun of this show is we have, you know, some opinions where we each have our side of the coin, and we want to talk about that. So we'll wait on those mailbag questions and keep them coming. By the way, really appreciate all the hashtag FilmAstudy mailbag questions for all the shows. And I'm trying to do at least four that they could be used on. They could be for Know Your Foe. They could be for Friday Morning GM. They could be for offense. They could be for defense. And they could, of course, be for the 1 to 3 minute videos that I've been doing, particularly if they're like an explanatory topic, like what does this mean? Or what is this terminology? Or why would they do A over B kind of thing? Those kind of things I'm more than happy to do a short video on. And I think those have been fun and hopefully something that draws a little more traffic to the podcast. Really appreciate you folks. I hope you're having a Merry Christmas and great holiday. Please stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.